sober here and you're watching Don Reese Miracle Stories, you better keep watching because I'm going to be on it pretty darn soon. If you don't, I'm going to go Hercules on you. Okay.
What's up? It's Joe Catone, and you're listening to Don Reese with Miracle Stories. I know I have a bunch of miracle stories to tell everyone, so hopefully we'll get a chance to do that. But you're listening to it right now.
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese with Miracle Stories TV Network. I will bring you inspirational stories that will warm your heart and give you more faith in walking with God. Do you have a miracle story? Call 727-871-7788. You could be next to give your miracle story testimony. And if you want miracles to happen in your life, join us at beaminghope.org in Largo, an amazing church with real miracle stories. And we have Sunday service, Wednesday Bible study, women's fellowship, men's fellowship, and kids flip night. Get right with God and come to beaminghope.org and join me on Tuesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. I'll see you here with Miracle Stories. And I am Dawn Reese with Dawn Reese Miracle Story TV Network. And stay tuned because I have some amazing miracle stories today. We're so excited to bring this to the airwaves. And before I do, of course, I have to get to my sponsors, of course. And we have the ice skating over at Almerton Ice Arena just to cool off. We also have the Himalaya Salt Cave. And before my engineer is looking for that, I want to tell everybody about the soap this holiday bash. And it is December 4th in Clearwater. And this is so super cool. It starts promptly at 5:30 with a photo shoot followed by a cocktail reception until 6:45. Dinner starts promptly at 6:45 followed by Q&A with the actors. We have raffles, auction items, and you will be so amazed with the opportunity to get autographs and to hang out with the soap opera stars from The Young and Restless, from Days of Our Lives, and so forth. And go to soapthis.ticketleap.com and or call Patty at 727-210-5143. The best way is to go to Facebook and find Soap This on Facebook and see what they're doing. Check it out. I'll be there interviewing and hope you will be there too. And let's go to a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TVSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Hello, and we're back. And I do have a special VIP guest on the phone. I'm so excited to talk to her about her miracle story with her daughter that she has documented. And Victoria, are you there?
Yes, we are here, Dawn. How are you?
I am super fabulous, excited. I just want to kind of give, I have your bio that you sent over. So Brianna is 17 years old, who lives in Burlington, Illinois. I love Midwestern people as well. And Brianna was a regular teenager who loved to hang out with her friends and lots of fun times. And Brianna was with her friends one afternoon riding in a golf cart. And she tragically fell off the golf cart and suffered major brain injury and shattered and dislocated her ankle. Brianna was immediately airlifted to the trauma center, where she remained in a coma for a month. When arriving to the hospital, she was pronounced with zero brain activity. I went home that evening and reached out to everyone in my social media, my friends and family, to please pray for my daughter. That's what you did. 29 days later, she had a miracle and started to come out of her coma and open her eyes for the first time. And we welcome Brianna on the show with us. And Brianna, you had more that happened with this story. So I'm just going to open up and just tell us from the beginning exactly what happened.
So one day I was out with my friend, and we used to drive her golf cart around her neighborhood all the time, and we had fun while we did it. So we were driving around one day, and I was filming an Instagram live video. And I stood up to pull down my shorts because they were riding up. And she was driving the golf cart 30 miles per hour. And when I stood up, I fell back and hit the road. I dislocated and shattered my right ankle, and I cracked my skull, and that caused my brain injury.
And I'm looking at these pictures here that I posted on Facebook that your mom had sent me to let people know what had happened. You first are amazing, gorgeous, talented young lady, but I see everything that they had you hooked up to, and you're looking at this picture going, wow, what happened? And you would not think that being in a golf cart, this could happen, and it did. And how long were you in a coma for?
28 days.
Now, a couple things have happened as well with your journey. Your mom is there. Victoria, I see that you had documented everything from day one with what happened to her.
I did document everything, and not in any sense that I had any intentions in this getting this far, but the reason I wanted to document was because I wanted to see her progress, because being in the hospital with her every single day, you don't see the progress. You think, oh my gosh, is she going to get better? Is she going to get better? So I started taking pictures and just documenting, and so many people wanted to know about her and what was going on, and I couldn't keep up, so I opened up my Facebook page, and I started documenting day by day her recovery, what she was going through that day, what she was experiencing that day, so everyone would stay in touch and know. And I had reached out to so many people because I wanted everyone to start a prayer chain, because we weren't sure if she was going to make it or not.
Yeah, I see that. And so when you were in the hospital, what were the doctors saying to you?
When we got to the hospital the day of the injury, the doctor pulled us off to the side and basically said to us, I don't really know how to put this to you, but if I were to put your daughter on a scale from 3 to 11, and 11 being normal, healthy like you and I, and 3 being gone, your daughter's at a 4. And the only thing that may save her is if we do a craniolectomy. And I said, you do what you have to do. And I signed papers. They already had her in the operating room. He said that he wanted to give her that 1% chance because she was young, and he felt that she may pull through because of the fact she was young. If it was somebody older, they would not have even bothered with surgery.
Well, when did you start to see your daughter come out of this? And what happened?
It took weeks before we even saw any eye movement. It was approximately 3 weeks. I had our priest come in and anoint Brianna. And the day that he came in and anointed her, I noticed that she had a little bit of eye movement underneath her eyelid. At that point, I almost had that reassurance that she was going to be okay. I wasn't sure how far along she was going to come, but I knew she was going to be okay.
How was your faith at that time? What level of faith were you at with in your prayer life when this happened?
To be honest with you, from the moment she had her accident, I turned everything to God and I prayed and I said, I'm putting this in your hands because you are the only one that will be able to save her. As a matter of fact, day that the helicopter came to pick her up from that one hospital to fly her over to the next hospital, I whispered in her ear and I said, Brianna, I know you can't hear me because you're not coherent right now, but I need you to say a prayer. I go, whatever prayer you can think of right now, it's the Our Father, whatever. I need you to pray. I need you to call out for him and ask him to save you. And those were my last words to her before she got airlifted and taken to the trauma center.
Wow, that's very powerful. Now Brianna, I've seen a couple of videos of you on TikTok. That's how I found you, with your miracle story that your mom had put out there. And I'm so glad I did. And this is how God is just bringing this to the airwaves to help other people. You know, and it's helping me. I want to tell you both that it's helping me cope with the loss of my son last month as well. But Brianna, you had a spiritual encounter with God and you are radiant. I see that God is all over you and you shine and you're walking and you're doing all the things that you normally do, correct?
Yes, thank you so much.
So can you tell us what happened with your encounter? Was it when you were in a coma, or what had happened?
Well, it first started off when I was in the coma in the hospital room. I felt like I was floating above the waiting room, and I saw both of my parents sitting in the waiting room, and I saw my dad crying, devastated. And I saw my mother on her phone, all worried, telling people to pray, texting everybody, posting stuff to help me. And then when I came, every night, I've been praying my whole life. I pray every night. But when I came home from the hospital, I was praying, thanking God for giving me a second chance at life since he brought me back to life. And I heard somebody say, "You're very welcome, Brianna." And I said, "Dad?" And he goes, "No, it's me." And I said, "Dad, yes, I knew it's you. Come out." And then I hear, "No, it's me. It's your Lord. It's God." I start crying at this point. I'm in shock. I said, "No way. There's no way I can hear you right now." And he said, "Yes, you can hear me right now, because I create infants, baby infants, and then they grow up on earth. But since you passed away, I got to bring you back on this earth of age. You got to recreate me of age." So he recreated me with that blessing of being able to hear him. So now, every night, I continue to talk to him, and I hear him. He gives me very great advice and all of that. And when I close my eyes and when I pray, I can see heaven. And I asked God,
wow.
I said, "How can I see heaven?" And he said, "Since you passed away, you went straight up to heaven. So you have visual memory of heaven. When you close your eyes, you see it when you pray."
So for us that are here on earth, what does heaven look like to you when God brought you up there?
It looks like a barrier of clouds. You're just walking on clouds, and there's these beams of light shining from the bottom of the clouds. And there's these big waterfalls that are so beautiful. And God sits on this beautiful golden throne on these big clouds. And there's a bunch of, what are they called? Beams. There's a bunch of beams like in a row down the walkway to get to God's throne.
Did you see relatives or anybody up there? I know you had saw, you said something that your mother was in another room and you didn't know, or something that she was in another room and she didn't know that you knew because you were in a coma at that time, right?
Yeah,
in the waiting room.
Yeah, that was when I saw them in the waiting room.
And she didn't know that you knew that. Wow, that's pretty powerful as well. Anything else? I know, because a lot of people and myself, did you see houses in heaven, or did you see relatives? Or
I did see a few relatives.
And were they from grandmas or grandparents?
Yes, I saw my mother's grandmother. But everybody in heaven, they die of an old age. Everybody looks young up in heaven.
My mother used to say that. I believe that for that age. Wow. So, you know, your testimony is very powerful. I know that you've been giving your testimony on a couple of national TV networks are coming up asking you as well. Are you thinking about writing a book or having a movie done about your life?
Yes, I would love to do that.
And that's what my show is about as well. We don't know who's listening. There's so many film directors, you know, under the subsidiary of Hollywood Connections, drhollywoodconnections.com, of course, my website. And we have so many people that I'm connected with in TV and film. And you never know what inspirational story they may hear this and say, "I want to do this." So would you play yourself, or would you have somebody else do the part?
I would play myself.
I figured that.
You definitely absolutely love that, yeah.
For sure. And what do you think, God, when you kind of came back and you came out of this, what do you think your message is and your purpose is on earth?
Well, I asked God, "What was the reasoning that you brought me back on this earth?" And he said that he has a mission for me. And I asked him, "Okay, well, what is this mission? I'd love to accomplish this mission." And he said, "Your mission is to spread the word about your injury and your survival and explain to everybody that it was me who saved your life." So I've been spreading the word about this. And a couple of my friends, I told them about this. And then they asked me what church I go to. They asked me what religion I am. And I told them, and now they are religious, and they've never been religious.
Yeah, I see that it brought you to a different spiritual level as well. You know, a lot of people, you know, here's an example. Even with my son passing, I have to say this, 34 years old last month. I mean, I read my Bible. I, you know, pray with people. I do things. But something happened where I went to a different spiritual level after he had passed away. And do you feel like you've gone to a spiritual level, a different one?
Yes, I have definitely. I've never been this close to God.
Have you started to write a book about your life at all?
I have not started, but I would like to do that.
I have a friend that was on last week, and his name is G.W. Tolley. I'm going to send you his link about how to write a book, and he's helping Christians also write books as well, and how to get started. And he wrote like 14 books in a year, even if it's like a small, you know, small book. But I definitely will make sure that you get his link over there. And he has a TV show in Orlando as well called What's Your Story? So you never know, if you're in Orlando, we could set that up for you.
Okay, that would be fantastic. Thank you so much.
So where are you calling in from?
We're from Illinois.
Oh, from Illinois. I did say that when I opened your intro, because I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin originally.
Right, right. That's what you said.
Right. So, Brianna, do you model, or do you, what are your hobbies?
Well, before I used to be a competitive dancer, and right now I go to cosmetology college.
Very cool. Did you ever watch that movie Dance With Me with Vanessa Williams and Kris Kristofferson? Is that kind of like the ballroom dancing?
Yes.
That's, yeah, and I was a judge in that movie back in L.A.
Oh, my gosh.
That was so cool, because I want to tell you, those dancers, I have such a respect for the hard work and the heels and the, oh, my God, goodness. How long have you been dancing?
Well, I started dance when I was 2 years old, and then when did I start back up again?
She started back up dancing about five. She's been kind of on and off, and ever since her injury now, we don't really know if she will be able to dance, because she shattered and dislocated her right ankle
as
well.
And that was my dominant ankle that I did all my turns, my jumps on.
Gotcha. Well, you know, you could be a judge. I know that there are people that have asked me to come and learn how to judge dance competitions. My mother was a dance school teacher with 300 kids in dance back in the days, and now she's in heaven. But I will tell you, maybe that might be a thought listed. You know, you could be one of those amazing judges for these dance competitions.
That would be so fun. I would love that.
Yeah, let me check on some of my friends. One got in touch with me about a year ago about that and what they're doing. You know, we have 5 minutes. It goes so fast. Are there any last words, Victoria, Brianna, that you would like to tell the world? Anything that God is touching on your heart, or maybe a certain prayer for somebody, or something that you'd like to tell the world?
I would just like to say that everybody should keep their faith no matter what. Never stop believing no matter what, because God is the only one that will be by your side 24/7. He will have your back. He will guide you in the right direction. You will never be sad, lonely, nothing, if he's by your side, and he is.
Basically, just don't ever lose faith, even in the most critical time in your life. And it's like one of those things, you know, when it happens, that should be the first thing that you should think of, and be asking and praying for him to help you and put everything in his hands, because he will take care of it. God never gives you a mission that you cannot handle.
You know, my pastor had said something 2 weeks ago. He was saying, you know, a lot of people that they're so busy with life and they forget God, they forget about reading their Bible, you know, and I make sure I'm reading every day scripture, and I even have a Bible app to hear stories in my car as well about that. And he said, you know, when people come to God is when something happens in their health or something happens in their life, then they come to God. And, you know, and I've had people on my show where a lady actually went to hell and back, and God said, I don't know you. And she goes, well, I have my Bible on my coffee table. Because you don't open it, you don't read it. So if this inspirational message from your accident and what you have accomplished, and you're so beautiful, and I know God's got a mission for you, and it's these shows that can help you. There's so many podcasters out there that have faith and spiritual shows as well, that you, when I hear about somebody, they're always asking, can I get her on my show? So we trade guests. But I just wish you so much success in your speaking engagements and what you're doing. And I thank you for being on TikTok. And give everybody your TikTok name so they can follow you in your adventure.
Okay,
yes,
of course.
Yes. What is your TikTok name?
My TikTok username is BREKOZ16.
Perfect. I'm live on TikTok right now. So if you jump on my live real quick, it says Miracle Stories. I'll have them follow you before the end of the show. And I have another miracle story after this as well. You two are more than welcome, if you're ever in Clearwater Beach, to come to the station and give the story again in person, if you ever make it. I know everybody from the Midwest loves Florida.
Absolutely. We love the warm weather.
Yes, and I do have to shout out because we have sunkisscharters.com. Our new sailing charter is about to start off, kick off in September. So we have a 37-foot endeavor with Captain Bert, Captain Tom, First Mate Lena, and me, Director of Promotions. And we'd love to have you go out sailing with us for an afternoon. Well, I'm Dawn Reese. Yep. You two ladies have a beautiful evening.
Thank you.
And thank you for calling in, Dawn Reese, Miracle Story TV Network. And I look forward to networking with you and getting you on other shows.
Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure.
Yes. Any film directors that are watching out there, my Facebook, my TikTok, all over, do you have a website or anything? Do you have a Facebook as well?
We do have. So, I have my Facebook. She also has a Facebook. And I have a website, but it's more geared towards my artwork. So
I see that you're an artist. Yes.
Yes.
That's amazing. Well, give your artwork so people can buy it. You
absolutely.
Got 1 minute.
If walls could talk, .info.
Perfect. Give that one more time.
If walls could talk, .info.
Beautiful. Well, you two ladies, thank you so much for calling in. And I look forward to meeting you someday. And who knows what can happen with all these people that are out there that are looking for, you know, more inspirational stories and for movies, for Prime Video, for Netflix, for, you know, for all the, you know, out movies that are out there. And I would also definitely, when you write your book, get involved in the International Christian Film Festival or go there next year and volunteer and go network with film directors and producers and agents. And I'll tell you that these are people that can help you as well.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. We'd really appreciate that.
Awesome. God bless you too. We'll be back with another miracle story here in about 3 minutes. Let's listen to Barry Manilow, Dawn Reese Miracle Story TV Network. Thank you, ladies. God bless you. We'll be right back.
Breathe in that feeling of summer again
after my commercial.
Ocean Air Himalayan Salt Caves in Orleans.
Okay,
relax
you so
in your own private salt cave. Unwind
story.
In zero-gravity chairs surrounded
this,
by relaxing music. And enjoy the natural
the
therapy discovered in European
Brianna.
Salt mines for over 100 years. Detox
this
your body and
here.
Relax
she
your mind at Ocean Air.
Accident.
35204 U.S. Highway 19N in Palm Harbor. Or call 727-754-3979. Plan your escape today. Visit OceanAirHimalayanSaltCave.com.
Gorgeous she is.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Patty from Soap This. I just want to announce we have our next event December 4th. It's Young and the Restless
Tommy?
Actors, plus Jacob Young, who used to be on Bold and Beautiful. The
Hold
actors
on.
Are Jordi Villasuso, Sean
Can
Dominic, and Jacob Young. To get tickets, you go to soapthis.ticketleap.com. The event is December 4th, and come and have a great time and meet these great actors. Again, soapthis.ticketleap.com.
Okay, sorry about that. I gotta shut down this.
Yes, I'll say.
Oh, oh.
We are back. Me and Tommy, my engineer, back in the back room there. He's doing such a fabulous job. I'm Dawn Reese. This is Dawn Reese Miracle Story TV Network. And before I start, Tommy, I think we haven't played the ice skating commercial. I love to ice skate, and I love the Elmerton. We did. We can play it again. But I'll promote it on the second half of the show in a second. And I have an amazing guest on air as well in just a moment. We'll be back with him. His name is Eric. And wait till you hear his amazing story. And I came up with Dawn Reese Miracle Story TV Network for just a different twist to my life right now as well. And while my engineer is looking for that, we'll come back. We're good. Let me take that commercial break. We'll be right back.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Especially in this humidity that we're having, so it's nothing like to cool off at an ice rink. Anyways, Eric, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Eric. So I was scrolling one night through TikTok, as we all do when we don't sleep till 2 in the morning, and I came across one of your videos, and, you know, I didn't realize after you sent me your bio, you are just so talented. You're an experienced cinematographer, director, and tell us your first and your last name and also your studio, what it's called.
Yes, so my name is Eric Villatoro, and we have we created Delaface Studio.
That's beautiful. And where are you calling in from? What city?
I'm calling from Hightsville, Maryland.
Maryland, gotcha. So how long, I'm going to start out, how long have you been in the film industry as a cinematographer?
So I'll be honest with you. So I've been on and off for the last probably 8 years, but I started taking it really serious this year because the Lord has just pressed it on my heart. And so after kind of running away for so long, I decided, you know what, the Lord wants to really use this skill to really represent his heart in the film industry. And so I am fully dedicated this year.
That's amazing, you know, and that's what your testimony is. And I see that you have a podcast as well.
Yes, yeah, so that's all part of the story. I mean, even I surrendered my life 2 years ago to Jesus, and so prior to this, I was, you know, doing videos for parties and for music videos and for all of these different things. And in quarantine, the Lord set me down for a year to not create. And when I came back to creating, he started just to press on my heart to interview people who have just testimonies who are experiencing him. And so that's where the podcast came about. And then the project that we have right now with the video testimonies stemmed from that, of just wanting to fully document testimony.
I love it. I just love it. And, you know, I got to get on your show because you won't believe my miracle stories either. We got to make that happen. But, you know, I'm just in awe of what God has done in your life. And, you know, and you said that, you know, I'm reading your bio here, that you lived in Nicaragua for 7 years.
Correct. Yes.
So this last year was really when God, when he opened up your heart. Is that true, this last year?
Yeah, I could give you just a quick summary just for even for your listeners. So so basically I was born in New York, after 10 months my mom you know, had postpartum depression. We moved back to Nicaragua, where she was originally from. And that's essentially where my testimony started, because at 5 years of age, I was molested, and then I was molested multiple times from the age of 5 to the age of 10. Then I was introduced to pornography at the age of 10, and then I began to have sexual encounters by 14, until I had a fallout in a 6-year relationship at 23. That's when I reached my lowest point of. I just didn't know how to handle that type of pain or that type of loneliness. I never had experienced anything like that. I was having flashbacks of what had happened to me when I was little. I hadn't told anybody up to that point, not my mom, not my dad, nobody. knew what had happened to me. And I told the Lord, I said, I got on my knees. I knew he was real, but I didn't have a relationship with him. I told him, I want my wife. You know, I want you to send me my wife. I don't want to feel this pain ever again. I'll do whatever you want. I surrender. Like, I just want to do something better with my life. And he completely showed up. He began to put a church around, he put a church around me because I told him I didn't want to Google a church. I want him to give me a church. So he sent people miraculously to bring me into this church. I found my fiance, who's not my fiance, a couple months later. And in that whole time of him restoring me and healing me from my past and allowing me to share my testimony, he showed me the power of testimony. And mixed with my skills in videography, which he has given me, now we're going out on a mission to record 1 million testimonies all over the nation.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. That is so, and God has done. How did you feel when you're at your point of where you really asked God to come into your life? What happened? How did you feel?
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, I was in a 6-year relationship from 18 to 23, right? That was founded in lust, right? You know, I was cheating in that relationship. I was addicted to marijuana. I had, depression every now and then. I would just wake up feeling a certain way, and I was dealing with sleep paralysis, which is when you feel like there's a demonic presence and you can't even move at night. Mm. I was feeling all of these things, and when the breakup happened, it was kind of just everything crumbled, and it was horrible. You know, I was alone in an apartment. I felt just like how my mom described it at the time. She said I was basically grieving. I didn't even know that was a thing with relationships, but I was essentially grieving.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt lost. I felt lonely, and I said, yeah, this is not cool. I don't want to ever feel this in my life, and the Lord showed up.
Wow. So now this is taken to a different spiritual level, of course. And what is your spiritual walk every day with God? What is it like?
Yeah. Well, you know, every day is a new battle. I've learned that in the 2 years, 2.5 years of walking with Jesus, I've learned that every day I have to choose him. And so it's a constant battle of choosing him every day, you know, getting in my word. So right now I'm in my word every morning. I'm in prayer. I have a strong community at my church that has different programs, small groups and life groups and all of these things. So I'm blessed to have a community that is truly, truly focused on discipleship, which has honestly gotten me closer to God. That's how I fell in love with the Word. And so right now, I think it's more of making sure that I'm making that decision every day, because sometimes I don't make that decision and I don't feel at my best. I the weight of the world can come down on me, and I can, start having second thoughts. But I know, the Lord has opened my eyes, so he's shown me that I need to be like Jesus, right? I need to be up early, making sure that I'm speaking to him before the whole world starts up, and then, the pressures of the world comes in, because that's going to come in regardless.
Right. What would you tell somebody out there that's listening, they're driving and they have somebody, or maybe it's them, that they're driving and they say, I have depression. I feel like sleeping all the time. I don't feel like getting out of the house. All this pandemic stuff has just frozen me. What could you tell them from your heart?
Yeah, well, I'll say this. A lot of people say that, when you come to Jesus, everything will just go away. And I don't believe that's true, right? It's a process, and there's a lot of the times we don't know that there's decisions that even our parents made that are affecting us, right? There's generational curses and just different things around us that could be affecting our mood and our life completely. And so for anybody that's going through anything, I would just say, one is surrender, right? Surrender it all to God. Allow God to come in and begin to show you those areas that need him, right? Which honestly is every single area, but it starts with surrendering those parts, right? Like I said, I was molested from the age of 5 to 10 years old, right? And I was dealing with this little depression that I didn't even know stemmed from that, right? I started having identity issues of, man, at 16, of like, am I gay because I let this happen? And not even thinking that all of these things were coming because of something that happened when I was 5 years old, right? And so when I surrendered and I let God in, it wasn't from one day to another I was completely free. No, it was a process. Okay, I have to speak to somebody first. I have to be open about this. Then I have to speak to my parents. But he was leading me through it all, right? Like, he was taking me step by step, you know, and every day he's teaching me something new and he's dealing with little things in my character. So I believe it's going to be for the rest of my life. And so the pain honestly doesn't stop. The overthinking doesn't stop. But now I actually have my Creator who's able to show me exactly what's going on, and he's able to help me through it.
You know, I completely agree. I have to, because I have you on a little bit longer, so I want to add some things here. And you know what? It was interesting. I was in the pool the other day, and I had one of my neighbor ladies look at me, and she found out that my son had passed away. And she said, I need more faith like you have. And I didn't realize how strong my faith is and what God has done to take me to a different spiritual level. I have to tell this story. 2 weeks ago, of course, I was in church, and I have a very good church. BeamingHope.org. It's in Largo. If anybody is interested, they have amazing service, a lot of healing. But here's what happened. I had gone there like right after my son's passing, like right away. There was a camp that they had, and I went, and it was very powerful. But then I went again. I went every week, and then 2 weeks ago, I felt like, you know, that Tinkerbell, like very aggravated spirit. I just was very mad at my son. You know, what happened? We still don't know. You know, we're waiting for this toxicology report. Was it a heart attack? Did something happen? But anyways, I'm sitting there and I had a private prayer with God. Now, you don't argue with God. You don't argue, because watch out. So I'm sitting there in my private prayer and I said, am I the only one here that's not happy today? Am I the only one that has lost a son, even though he's still my child, you know, 34 years old? He was my big baby. I said, am I the only one? When 2 seconds later, nobody heard my silent prayer. The lady in front of me turned around. She goes, oh, Dawn, the lady in front of you, her son actually has, she has two of them. One was murdered, passed away by his girlfriend, or something had happened. And her other son had passed away, and she's also half blind. And I just sat down in my seat and I was like, I'm just going to keep myself quiet and not argue, because you know what? Because you don't know what somebody is going through, even if they're out there and they're chipper and they're smiling. But I'll tell you, there's not a hurt. There's just an ache that I miss his smile and his laughter. Thank God for videos, you know, but I just want to share that with people, because you don't know what somebody's going through. If you smile at somebody, like the lady in the pool, I said, I want to thank you so much for saying happy birthday to my son that day. He felt so good and he kind of puffed up, you know, and I said, those words were very powerful. And you don't know what his personal life was going through as a single father raising my, you know, my grandson. And it's somebody that you can give a smile to, or a wink, or do something special, and just makes their day. And so I just wanted to share that. And then also your testimonies. What testimony have you, besides your testimony, which is truly amazing, what other testimonies that you had that just really stood out that you interviewed somebody?
Oh my goodness. So we've shot about 13 testimonies. For anybody that wants to check it out, we're on YouTube at Della Faye Testimony.
Can you spell that for everybody? I don't know if there's kind of cutting out on my end, but...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's D-E-L-A-F-E, De La Fe, which in Spanish means of the faith.
Ah.
Yeah, so we just kind of put it together. But we've shot 13 video testimonies, and I've recorded a couple of more in my podcast. But I would say the most powerful ones, to me, have been the Jesus encounters, like the physical encounters with Jesus. I've recorded about two or three different testimonies of people who have physically seen the presence of Jesus. One of them specifically is Pastor Malik Edwards, who was born addicted to heroin because of his mom was a heroin addict. Lived a crazy life, ended up in jail, and in jail he surrendered his life to Jesus, and the physical presence of God came into his jail cell, And what he described was just this ball of light, but he knew it was the presence of God. And both testimonies that I've recorded about people seeing the physical presence of Jesus have been described in the same way. And these are two people that don't even know each other. And they both said that in that moment, they felt in a love that they never felt before, but also that there was a conviction of sin. They can feel, it was almost like they can feel the nastiness of their sin, but also love at the same time. It was almost like them saying to Jesus, how can you love me with all of this? But it was this like heavenly conviction, which I've never heard about. So I think those testimonies to me have been super, super eye-opening.
Wow, that's amazing. Have you talked to somebody that, you see, my thing was, you know, because I know my son had posted on his Facebook about God will take over every, whatever he was going through, every hurt, and turn your situation around before he had passed away. It was very interesting. And he put his dream home up on Facebook. And I believe, and I've seen videos, and I'm working with somebody. I've got the gentleman from Proof of Heaven next week. He was a scientist, and he had was in a coma, and part of his brain, which they he thought with a scientist that you know, when you pass away, that's what's going on chemically in your brain. Well, apparently it was affected by some virus in his brain, and he actually saw heaven. And I'm trying to have more people that actually has seen what's going on in heaven. And you know, I know that God says, I have many mansions for you up there, you know.
Yeah.
And but I've heard people say that God has made your dream home not just a mansion. What's your dream home? Some people are very simple. They love their home that they lived in forever, and they have the same home up there.
Right.
And have you had any of those stories yet?
No, but I was trying to look for... Oh, here it is. There's this pastor. His name is Jesse Duplantis, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And he has an incredible testimony about heaven. He's shared his testimony and protected this testimony his entire life. As a 3-hour testimony that he shared online, and is absolutely incredible. So for anybody that wants to hear a powerful testimony about heaven, I believe that is one of the best. And I'm trying to get to him before the Lord takes him, because he is in his 70s, I believe. So, yeah. But not yet, but we will get there.
Wow. You know, I'll tell you, what about angels? With angels, have you had a lot of angel stories?
Well, so right now, yes, I haven't recorded any with angel testimonies. I have people around me who have seen angels. Right now, our main focus, to be very honest with you, has been the salvation testimony. And like I said, we've recorded 13 testimonies, and the goal is to record a million. So you, Don, you're catching us literally, and I commend you for this, and I thank you for this, because you're catching us literally at the start. We started this thing 2 months ago.
Wow.
2 months ago, and we've, you know, reached 16,000 followers on TikTok, and we've reached over a million views on TikTok, right?
That's amazing. So, that is amazing.
Yeah, so you're catching us at the very start, but you know, I'll come back and I promise you we're gonna have even more testimonies.
I know. I have got a couple people on TikTok right now. Someone says, I'm stuck in the bottom with no way out. And advice to this beautiful lady. And I'll tell you, just get down on your knees and just ask God for any forgiveness and just ask him to guide your life. And we pray in the name of Jesus that you stay strong over this. We have a lot of people watching. Someone said, I've seen my brother in heaven. I've had so many losses. I know the feeling. You know. And right now, I just had one of my film director friends pass away last week, Charlene Hum. And this is, you know, her daughter. We just, for prayer for Clarissa, that she's got to face this and deal with this. And I'll tell you, there's so many things happening. I open my Facebook and God is taking people home left and right. It's bizarre, you know, but I do have something to tell you. You haven't had an angel story yet, but I have TikTok friends out here that are saying hi. My husband and I, before we were even dating, actually married, I'm dating. I was in a little apartment in Hollywood, Florida, and we were just at a big prayer meeting, and I would just want to have you tell me what your thought is on this. And we had the pastor pray over us, and my husband's Catholic, but I'm non-denominational. And we went home, we had our two dogs, we had just changed the locks of this little tiny apartment that I lived in before we moved over here to Clearwater. And my boyfriend, my fiance at the time, said to me, "Where's the key?" And I said, I left it inside. He goes, "No." Now, at that time, I don't think we really had a lot of money to even get a locksmith, I'll tell you. And this was almost like 9 years ago. So we were outside with the dogs. We tried everything to open this door. And, you know, my fiance and I at the time, now my husband. So this guy walks by at 2 a.m. and he goes, "Hey guys, what's going on?" And we said, "We're locked out of I have no idea. I'm a person that says, how did you do this? What'd you do? You know, I'm very intuitive. I'm very intuitive of what I ask questions." And he looked at us and we couldn't even open that door. It was locked like Fort Knox. I want to tell you, we followed this guy like a puppy. He had a tow truck driver shirt on the back, nothing in his pockets, goes right to my door, puts his hand on the door, opens it up, walks away, and me and my fiance look at each other and go, "What just happened?" And, you know, that's one of my powerful angel stories. And I believe, because we went to look for him to thank him, and he was not even in sight whatsoever. And I believe my angel's a tow truck driver. I don't know, but yeah. It's a power of God just showing you, I've got your back. And, you know, for people out there that are going through a loss right now or grieving, and I have to say this, Eric, is amazing. When my mother passed away, I was on the beach and I kept saying, give me a sign. And, you know, and I was crying and, you know, tears are flowing. It was like the next day and a half or whatever. I was on the beach and some fisherman yells out and he goes, "Hey, lady." And I look over, he goes, "Somebody loves you out there." And I kind of looked over at him and I went, "What?" He goes, "Look down at your feet." Now, these could have fallen off a boat or somebody could have had them in the water. But these were 12 long roses that were freshly cut around my feet in a horseshoe that I walked into. And I just picked them up and put them in my Bible. And I'll tell you, you know, things that you're not testing God for signs or, you know, I want to say, all of a sudden, when the time is right, if something is there, I asked my mom, "Please give me a sign." And I believe that was her saying, "I'm okay, I'm fine." And to me, my spirit just lightened up that day. And I just want to tell everybody else, there's so many other miracle stories out there that people need to give their testimony to come on the air, go on your show as well. How do they do that with you if they're out of state and they want to come on your show?
Yeah, well, you know, right now, Dawn, we're being very, very careful and very sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And so I'm really, all the testimonies that I'm recording is from ministries that are around me, from people that I know, from pastors that I am and that I know and that my pastors know, because we want to have testimonies who also have credibility behind them, right? Like I believe that anybody can have a God encounter, but just being sensitive to the Holy Spirit and making sure that we're doing things right. I'm capturing only the testimonies around me. The goal is to be able to create relationships with different ministries all over the nations. And so we'll be able to begin to get testimonies all over the states, all over the nation, through the ministries that we build relationships with. And so we're slowly getting there. We're getting everything ready. But we're super, super excited to be able to capture more testimonies, because there's so much that God is doing in the world. And honestly, even for me, every time I record a new testimony and I sit there and I'm directing this thing, my faith is just leveled up to a whole nother level, because it's new to me, you know? And so for anybody that's watching, you know, like, man, you want to boost up your faith, watch testimonies. Listen to this show, right? Watch Della Faye Testimonies on
Yes.
YouTube. It is powerful.
And I agree with the Holy Spirit. What you're saying, or the Holy Spirit will direct you, and, you know, he'll have friends that are around you that, you know, they're not around you anymore, or God's bringing you somebody new, or something else has happened in your life. He's removing people. He's bringing people to you. You know, and here's somebody that is on Facebook. I have to... I can say crafty. I'm on the air. How do you do when you're angry for taking him from me? Something had happened where maybe a family situation of God. How do you stay not angry? Well, I'll tell you, even with my son Nicholas passing away, of course I grieved. But when I met this man at a at the post office when I was picking up my son's ashes, I have to tell her this. This gentleman came out of nowhere and he thought it was a pet that was in the box. And I was like, no, that's my son. It's his ashes. And he started to pray with us. And we were talking about some things. And he said, go home and read Thessalonians. The whole chapter is going to jump out at you. And I did. And I just started to cry because it said, God, for those that love God, you'll have a slight grieving. And the grieving process for me is like, I'd rather, you know, I'd love to have my son on a lifetime here on earth, but I'd rather have an eternity with him in heaven, with my family. And all I can tell you is people are saying that they're angry with God, or how do you not be angry with God? What is your answer to that for other people that are grieving and going through something? That's a tough one.
Yeah, you know, I'm reminded of what my mom told me when I went through that relationship, right? I believe that grieving could only happen with somebody passing away. And I was experiencing grief with a relationship, a long relationship ending, right? And so I think, honestly, keeping it very simple, it goes back to surrendering. I just believe that is the what we all need to do in all areas of our life. We just need to surrender to God.
Yes.
And allow him to do the work, right? Like, he's going to lead us into the places we need to go. He's going to bring the people around that are going to lead us through that healing process. There's some things that he's going to deal with himself, right, without nobody being there. But I think it's just really about surrendering to God and then being patient.
100%. And that's what happens when you really give God everything, everything. You know, my mom would say, write a letter to God, write everything down, and open it a year later and see what God has done in your life. And truly amazing what you have asked for, what he has given you even more of. And, you know, I do have to tell you, I'm involved in the International Christian Film Festival in Orlando. I don't know. Have you ever heard of it? It's amazing.
No.
Amazing. ICFF.com. And I was nominated last year for Best Talk Show Host for the International Christian Film Festival. But I will tell you, I will have a table there next year with our sailing charter business, sunkisscharters.com. But it is someplace where you can go and network and get these out there. You know, I see your stuff on Prime Video. You know, get it out there, you know, selling it to these networks that people have an inspiration, testimony, story to follow as well. This is a TV show that you have.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And we believe that the, you know, the Lord is going to put all the pieces in place. And, you know, even, you know, you offering is absolutely amazing. And you know, we receive it 100%. Could you repeat that once again?
Sure. I'll send it to you. I'll send you the link. ICFF.com, the International Christian Film Festival. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. And I have always have reporters on the red carpet. But I have to end with a record label that has been working with me with a little bit of a video I sent over. Tommy, it was the first one. I'm sorry. And it's just a quick video. And I want to thank you so much for calling in. And give your website one more time.
Yes, so we're at Delafaye Testimonies, so Delafaye Testimonies on TikTok, YouTube, Facebook. You can find us there.
Okay, and it was in the last email this morning, but do you have it? Okay, we're going to end with Dawn Reese Miracle Story TV Network. Wait till next week. We have more miracle stories. And if you have one, please call 727-871-7788, and we'd be glad to interview you to try to get you on the air as well. God bless you. I hope to meet you someday and come down and sail with us on Sunkissed Charters in Clearwater Beach.
Amen.
Yes, amen. And God bless with your work. All right, we got to hit that real quick commercial, and we'll see you next Tuesday. Oh, that's fine. Okay, then we'll just end with Miracle Story. Or miracles, 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 miracles. And that is with Joe Jr. Gallagher. We'll have the Stardom series soon.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.